track 207.
As we go up the ramp, there's one piece in particular that I would very much like to point out to you. The manuscript map that we see was made around 1802. And in the lower right corner of the map, it says Buzzard's Bay. And then there's a lot of information on this map. This map is a very curious and interesting piece. If you stand here and you look at it very closely, you will see that there are indications of the size of the forests in the region, 15,000 acres of oak, white oak, yellow oak, ash, elm, and pine. That makes 30 tons per acre. If you look at other parts of the map, you will see, especially in the right around Carver and Plymouth, you will see that there are furnaces there and foundries and little lakes that say ore, 1,000 tons per year, bog ore. What this map tells us is that there was iron production in southeastern Massachusetts, and that the forests produced many, many tons of charcoal. The charcoal went into the manufacture of iron, blacksmithing iron. Charcoal production and iron production are two of the most important features to the shipbuilding history of this region, where the natural resources of Massachusetts and Rhode Island and parts adjacent were put to uses that the Native Americans had never known, had never adapted themselves.